I'm Avi Ardidi, and this week on Wordmaster, we meet two English teachers from Haiti. But first, an update on how schools are trying to reopen following the earthquake in January. VOA's Jeff Swikard was there as some students returned to classes Monday in the capital.
At 8 o'clock on the dot, Principal James Polo lines up his students for the start of the school day. Like many schools around the world, the day begins by raising the flag to the national anthem. But this is no normal day. For the students of the George Washington School in Port-au-Prince, it is the first day of school since the earthquake that devastated Haiti more than 2 months ago. Principal Polo told us the Ministry of Education has mandated the curriculum during the first 2 weeks be about the earthquake. Officials acknowledge that with much of the country still in chaos, there is no way of knowing how many schools can actually open or if children will be able to attend. Since the earthquake, starting anything in Haiti is a slow, cumbersome process. But for many of Haiti's school children, today was a fresh start. Jeff Swikard, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.
Recently, I met two Haitian teachers who were in the United States for the annual Teachers of English to Speakers of Other Languages convention.
Hervé François Alcindor. I'm from Port-au-Prince City.
And what do you?
A teacher of English and also a lawyer.
My name is Comfort Davis Mango. I'm an English language teacher in Haiti, Port-au-Prince. I work at the Haitian American Institute.
Well, I was at a public place, and I heard a noise like gudu gudu gudu, and suddenly the sky became into black. I thought it was the end of the world because the way I saw things, you know, too much time, trembling, and everything.
And all the dust just blackened out the sun.
Sure, white and black at the same time.
I was at home. I was sitting in my living room because I was preparing some lectures, and when I looked, I just saw my heart going right and left, shaking, and I got up and ran and grabbed my daughter. And when I got out of the house collapsed, and I saw the dust all around the neighborhood. I just see houses down, and I mean, I was kind of, wow, oh my gosh.
So where are you living now?
Right now, I'm in Maryland with a friend of mine who welcomed me after the earthquake because I don't have home, I don't have anything. So I'm here while waiting for things. Improv.
What happened to your home?
My house is cracked, but not down. But this is unsafe. Now, I sleep in a car next door.
And did you lose students or family members?
Yes, I lost a lot of students, a lot of law colleagues, you know, cousins.
Yes, I lose a lot of friends. Even the school I work in collapsed. I lost some colleagues, students, and some of my best friends I used to work with the United Nations too.
So what do you think in terms of the future, the near term or longer term, in terms of getting back
well,
to, well, you're still in Haiti, and
sure,
you're...
Sure, I'll be back on the 15th of April to get going because I have a mission. I have a mission to keep teaching English, different people now.
I might be returning to Haiti in the first week in May and help with the rebuilding our life process because life has to go on and there are a lot of people who need help. So we have to go back and help those people. In as much as we ourselves need help, but we also have to always think about others, yeah.
And how old were your students? How old are they?
Well, I have students 30, 40, and for the adults program and for the children program, I have from 8 to 14 years old.
Yeah, I teach secondary schools, and the school collapsed, totally collapsed. And fortunately, I wasn't there because on the eve I was, but the next day I wasn't. Thank God I'm here.
Yeah, so your school, you were there the night before
it
collapsed.
I was there on Monday, but Tuesday I wasn't. This is where my schedule works, right?
so right now, both your schools were destroyed. Are classes being held someplace else right now?
No, right now, no classes. And even trying to reopen it, we're going to do it on the 10th. Okay, that's why we are appealing to international community, to the U.S. government, if they could supply more tents to Haiti, that's going to be good, because even schools are going to be starting on the 10th.
Comfort Davis Mango and Hervé François Alcindor, speaking late last month at the Teachers of English to Speakers of Other Languages convention in Boston, Massachusetts. And that's Wordmaster for this week. I'm Avi Arditi.